You're listening to SBS News.
After a long winter break, parliamentarians have returned to Canberra, and the opposition wasted no time in targeting the government over the state of the slowing economy. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers quizzed the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, in question time.
Can the Treasurer confirm that the Australian economy is growing substantially slower than forecast in his budget just 5 months ago?
The Treasurer has the call.
Well, Mr Speaker, I can confirm to the House, when it comes to nominal GDP, it is growing above the budget forecast. Above the budget forecast.
The member for Rankin.
5.3%, and the budget forecast was 5.5%, Mr Speaker.
Now, the
reality is, Mr Speaker, we on this side of the House stand for lower taxes.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison also defending the government's handling of the economy.
But what this side of the House is focused on is growing the Australian economy. Yeah. And the Australian economy has been growing year in, year out, under the policies of this government, which has seen record growth in employment, which has seen, Mr Speaker, our industries go forward with our support, because we support all industries, Mr Speaker.
However, it was the independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie who dominated the agenda in Parliament. Senator Lambie is likely to hold the key vote on two pieces of legislation. She is putting conditions on her support to drug test New Start recipients.
No, I won't be supporting it, and I won't be supporting it unless the services are there, and I can see the rehab services and the services that these people need to kick their habit are actually set up, which I'm yet to see.
The Senator also doubled down on calls to drug test politicians too. It's something Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce is supportive of, saying politicians who use drugs shouldn't be allowed to vote.
I wouldn't let them in the building to vote on legislation. Like, you know, if they came in wiping their nose, I'd probably ask them to stay home for a bit, and if they've got a problem, maybe see a social worker or something about it. Yeah, I don't think you should vote if you're wide. I really don't. I think he'd probably stay out of the building.
The government also wants to expand its cashless debit card, a move Senator Lambie supports, but Labor is against the idea. It quarantines 80% of a welfare recipient's payment so it cannot be spent on alcohol or gambling. The integrity of federal MPs was also on the agenda after Labor and the crossbench backed a bill to introduce a national anti-corruption watchdog in the Senate, piling pressure on the coalition. Green Senator Larissa Waters.
If you vote against this, the Australian public will ask, what are you trying to hide? And they would be right to ask that. There have been so many breaches lately, you can't swing a cat without coming across another scandal. Now, scandals that previously would have toppled ministers, they would have of their own volition said, look, I'll stand down, this is too embarrassing. They just sweep it under the carpet now and just try to carry on as if it doesn't really matter.
With the government's majority in the House of Representatives, it's unlikely to go further. Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker says the move is disingenuous.
To more cynical minds, it might seem like the Greens are using this bill as nothing more than yet another cheap shot at the government.
The government has pledged to create an integrity commissioner, but for Labor and the crossbench, the proposal doesn't go far enough. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.